Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzande. Thank you for tuning in and connecting today. Oh boy, this is one of those sessions I think we're going to be talking about for quite a long time. And today we've got Edwin Spina with us, and he is actually going to be opening up some energies that we've never experienced fully at UL's Revolution today. We are going to be embodying the wisdom of ancient ascended masters, but also aligning with the frequencies of miracles. Yet to do that, we're going to talk about some of the process that needs to happen. And one of those things is we've got to let go of those negative heavy energies or even those energetic attacks that keep us from living our truth. And if you could imagine one world, one group of beings, spirits, energetics actually falling downward, yet another group ascending upward, you may have a very clear picture of our world today. This dichotomy is actually playing out on a world stage. It's also playing out in the lives of a lot of people today because they are people who are undergoing a lot of energetic attack and frustration. But we are going to set as many free as possible, and then we are going to align you to the higher frequencies. And to do that, we have Ed Spina. So I'm going to introduce him quick, and then we're going to jump in because there's a big story that is unfolding here today, and you are the first ones in the world to hear it with this Edwin Spina exclusive premiere. So Ed Spina, as many of you know, is an award-winning author, speaker, and mystic. He's the author of Mystic Warrior and Mystic Secrets Revealed, and the developer of the world-famous Energy Center Clearing and Higher Self Integrations, and his methodologies have been used to lightning fast align people, balance, and center individuals as they move through these tumultuous times. He specializes in connecting people with their highest self and leading people to greater intuition, clarity, and joy. Now, before becoming a master healer, Ed went through his own extreme metamorphosis. He graduated with a BSc degree in math and computer science from Tufts University, began writing software systems for a computer manufacturer, and then even went on to receive an MBA from the University of Chicago with a concentration in finance and marketing. And after graduating, he worked for many various venture capital firms, started technology-based companies in sports and the music industry. But he had a challenge. Things didn't seem like they were coming together. In fact, they weren't. Everything seemed to be blocking him from his path, even with all that education and drive. He rented a video from Blockbuster that promised to help him relax, and curiously, it helped him recall past lives. To his surprise, the video changed his life as he knew it. He was able to recall past lives with deep detail, and he began a 25-year-plus study of mysticism, metaphysics, energy healing, and all things spiritual. This eagerness to understand the universe, to really align to what is truth, led him to unveil and discover many scientific truths and also spiritual truths. He continued to expand this, and through his work, he met his second master and began to work to raise his energy to new levels. Now, Ed has written many different books like Mystic Warrior, the book called Mystic Secrets Revealed. He's even written 101 Ways to Improve Your Life, also the audiobook Total Love Immersion, and much more. And what is most amazing to me is that Ed has been my friend for at least the last 5 to 5.5 years. And he has been the person that I have called on personally. And as you know, I have a lot of people that want to help me, a lot of contacts. He's the one for my family, for my friends, for my children. If something is not right in our life, in our home, Ed is the one I call on. He has a heart of gold. He's a true master. He walks his walk and is one of the kindest people I know, but he also is not somebody that anything on the dark side wants to mess with. And I want to share what some people have been saying about Edwin, some pretty amazing stories. I'm going to move through them quick. One person said a lifelong curse after just one session was lifted because of Edwin. I am reborn as my new self. Another person said I was finally able to sleep peacefully. Then I woke up with a $10,000 money blessing. Another person said, your monthly remote work showed us miracle blessings. She said, my goodness, we could hardly keep up with all the blessings that were showered upon us. All sorts of things. Another person said, I have now lifted into a childlike joy and giddiness. My boss, a guy who rarely laughs out loud, began to refer to my behavior as giddy. I'm sure all that remote healing work you're providing us has enabled this change in me, said Dawn. So without further ado, let's welcome Edwin and unveil what's going on in the world and what is next for humanity as we ascend and move into this new space. Ed, welcome back, my friend.
Hi, Darius. It's great to be back again.
Man, I am excited, and I've been feeling the buzz of this session for the last 2 weeks. So I started to get the feeling that a lot of big things were going to come forward and a lot of big changes were going to happen after today. I want to get to that. For people that don't know your story, though, for people who may not understand how you started doing this and how you're different, give us a little bit of your background, because I know there are a lot of new people today who are excited, but they may not really know much about you and what you do.
Right. Well, I started off as a very logical, scientific, and then business-oriented person. I had no interest necessarily in spirituality or history, but when I watched that video at Blockbuster Video, back before they even had DVDs, I went into a deep trance, and I remembered a past life and with amazing detail. And I wrote down everything, and just like a good scientist, I went to the bookstore and researched it to find out that this was a real life. And, you know, I had all these details, and I was wondering, well, how do you know this stuff? How could I know this? I didn't study history. I didn't study spirituality. I have to understand this. My education is incomplete. And that's when I decided I need to study spirituality and this reincarnation, karma, everything related to mysticism is what, well, let me go into mysticism for a second. What is mysticism? It's like the overarching view. It's a spiritual discipline aimed at direct communion with God or the ultimate reality, and that transcends all of everything. So of religion, science, art, you know, this is the reason we exist, to connect with the all that is. So that's what I was studying, and that's one of the reasons, well, that's one of the driving forces that for me to come back this season with this new offering with the Ascended Masters is I'm going back to my roots of studying mysticism and trying to help people connect with the all that is with the help of people, that beings that have already done it. So that's why I'm very excited about this season as well.
Yeah, and as we move into that, and as you started moving into that, one of the things you became very famous for, very well known for, I think, from the top in the field, is removing and releasing people from energetic influences, encumbrances, curses, vibrational beings that really don't have generally our best interest at heart. Explain a little bit about how to us about how that all evolved in your life and practice.
Right. Well, when I was still young and didn't know anything about spirituality, I wanted to be another entrepreneur like Steve Jobs. I wanted to make millions of dollars and travel the world and just have fun. And I just kept having setback after setback for no reason. People that would help me suddenly would disappear. Some people died. Horrible things were happening, and I just couldn't understand, why do I have such bad luck? And that's when I met my first mentor, who I call Sophie, who basically said, she didn't say it in these many words, she made me figure these things out for myself, but I understood now that I was cursed. And she took the curse away, and then everything became easier. And so that's one of the reasons why, once I developed my own spiritual power, when I find out that other people have been cursed or are being afflicted with these entities, I want nothing more than to help them out, to get rid of the curse, take care of the magicians responsible, tie them up, take away their power so they can't harm anyone. That's one of the driving motivations to help people, because I know what that's like to be young, innocent, and yes, driven to try to do good things and just to be thwarted for no reason. And this happens to me, you know, I come across these every day when people call in. And that's kind of what, like you said, what I'm known for. Partly it's because it's the hardest thing to do. Because when people take away other, help people with other areas, emotional issues, mental issues, past life things, all these different traumas, one of the most important things to remove, if it exists, is a curse, because the curse, the entities that are working on behalf of the evil magicians are trying to lock in all those weaknesses, so it makes it very hard to get rid of those things. Even if a healer takes away an entity, if they're cursed, then they're just calling another entity an hour later. So you have to remove the curse. And it's one of the hardest things to do, but I became very good at it and very adept at it, and I'm highly motivated to help people get rid of those.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, this ties in very interestingly to things happening in our world, because I kind of see, and I know we've talked about this privately, like we have one side collapsing, you have another side emerging, but the scary part in many ways is that the collapsing side is almost like seeking total annihilation, not only of our souls, but of controlling our bodies, and in many respects, ultimately seeking control of the world at all costs. And I got to think there's a lot of dark energy out there that's just not going to take no for an answer.
Oh, absolutely. There's, like you said earlier, there's a dichotomy. There's a splitting of timelines. There's the 3D timeline based on fear, separation, whatever, all the bad things. And then there's the empowering timeline of freedom, sovereignty, of taking responsibility for your actions. You know, the 3D timeline is based on victimhood and giving away your power to other authority figures who don't have your best interest at heart. And then on the other hand is the timeline of freedom, power, sovereignty, where everyone flourishes, where there's abundance for everyone. And that's the timeline that I assume most people on this call are going to be on. That's where you want to be if you have any common sense. That's where you want to be. The timeline of empowerment, everything good is in that direction.
Okay. Now, you started getting some connection to some interesting frequencies, beings, intelligences that are in many way perhaps I'm going to let you describe, like, what did you start connecting to more and more recently? And maybe what is the reason? What is the reason you feel that these things are coming forward?
Right. Well, back on January 2nd, it was before my first group call for last season's group calls that I had. I was preparing for it. I started rereading this one of my favorite books, Mystic Christianity. Okay. It was written in 1907 by Yogi Ramacharaka. That was a pen name for William Walker Atkinson, who wrote, you know, many books and published many books in the spiritual area. And this was written in 1907, and it tells the story of Jesus, his life and mission from a mystic perspective. And so I was reading the book, and I just finished a chapter where he raises Lazarus from the dead. So I close the book and put it down, and I'm sort of meditating, and then Jesus shows up. And he would show up from time to time. So that by itself was nothing unusual. And he's asking me, like, well, what's up? And so I'm joking around with him because we have a very fun rapport. I said, you know, I want to devote my life to raising people from the dead instead of just killing demons. And so he's laughing hysterically. He goes, okay, well, what do you want? And then I made another joke, which I'll just skip over. And I said, well, I want to wake people up. I want people... And before I could even finish, all of a sudden I could feel the presence of all these other beings around me. And I didn't know who they were at first. All I knew is that he called in a bunch of beings and they just silently were around me. And I said, I want to wake people up. I want them to take their own power back. I want them to understand that the politicians, celebrities, the media, the tech companies, the big tech companies, the banks, the pharmaceutical companies, that they are lying to you, that they do not have your best interests at heart. And if you're going to do things that are contrary to your own health and best interest, that's your free will to do that, but you should make all these decisions with informed consent. You should know the truth so that you can make informed decisions. And so they were just listening to me, and then they just kind of slowly faded away. And then as they left, I kind of said, oh man, I had an opportunity to ask these beings for something for myself. And I said, no, that's probably better. I just ask for, you know, for my own, you know, for humanity as a whole, what they need. I don't really need anything at the moment. And so time went on, and then I was brainstorming for this upcoming season, you know, what kind of offering should we make? And my marketing advisor suggested, you know, you got to go back to your roots, to the mystic roots. You know, that's what you studied, you know, before you became, you know, big energy healer. And I said, you're right. And then I said, let me tune in. And I tuned into Jesus again and said, you know, can I do this? He said, absolutely. You know, I can bring these guys in for you. It's like, I'll invite them. It's like,
oh my God.
Unbelievable. It's like, and it's like, if he invites you to the party, you pretty much want to come to that party unless you have a good excuse not to. So anyway, so I started writing down the names of different people that I would want to invite to participate in this project that want their message to get out to humanity. And I was picking people from East and West, men and women, and I was writing them all down. And then I went to my friend Raina, who's the musician who composes the music for all my meditations. And I said, Raina, we've got a big project ahead. This is what we want to do. And I'm telling her about it. And she says, oh my God, because she's very, very intuitive. They're all here. They're all waiting. They can't wait to give me the music to use for your upcoming meditations.
Mm.
She says, who's first? Let me get a piece of paper out. And I said, let's do Buddha. And she goes, Buddha, he's telling me he wants it in, and I can't remember what note it was because I'm not a musician. She said, he wants it in like F or F flat. And he's telling me this. And I said, what about Mary Magdalene? She goes, she wants in primary notes, blah, blah, blah. What about, and I'm just going down the list and she's writing them all down. And she says, I see this square with a diamond in the middle of it. And I said, well, that's eight-sided figure. These are the eight beings I just told you. These are the ones that are coming through. She goes, okay, you know, you get me the recordings and I'll record them. I know what to do. They're already telling me what to do. So that was another example where it was all falling into place. And then, you know, after she recorded it and sent me back the recordings, and I'm putting in the metadata, mixing the voice and the music, and I'm writing down the module number, like first module for, I have to clear people. So that's number one. And then I start putting them in order, and I just kind of randomly put them in order, East and West, men and women kind of alternating. And then I realized that Saint Germain happened to be module number 7. And so for those of you who know numerology, number 7 is science and spirituality, but also Saint Germain is known as the master of the seventh ray. And I said, oh, what a coincidence, Saint Germain's number 7.
Okay.
Then I look, and number 8 is Lakshmi, who's the Hindu goddess of abundance. And I realized number 8 is business. And she wants to give you abundance by being in the career that brings you fulfillment and money. Then I look at number 9. I left Jesus for number 9, kind of the cleanup hitter, but the number 9 is completion. So then I'm going backwards. And I go number 6, Kuan Yin. And I realize Kuan 6 is domestic affairs, and Kuan Yin is the protector of women and children. Then going backwards again, number 5, freedom. And I had picked Archangel Michael, who cuts cords and brings freedom from demonic entities and that. Number 4 is Lao Tzu, who, you know, the balance between work and living. And that's what number 4 is, that balance. Number 3 was about communication, which is Mary Magdalene. And number 2 is tact and diplomacy, which is Buddha, who's famous for the middle path. You know, and so everything was in line numerology-wise, and it was beyond my conscious understanding until I was able to look at it. So I knew that, you know, the ascended masters were not just coming through in the recordings and helping me, but even who came in to be in the series and how it was organized and how it was all like divinely orchestrated by beings and forces way higher than me. So that was, I mean, every indication was this is going to be great. This is fun. It was probably the most fun project that I've worked on in the last 5.5 years since I've known you.
Wow. Okay. So with all of these beings coming in, all of these energies, all of this higher dimensional frequency, why do you think it's the time? What is going on that maybe brought this forward in this particular time? And also in this, you know, couple months span that we're in, this spring, summer 2022, where are we at? What's going on that might require us to be guided, lifted, moved forward by higher dimensional energies?
Right. Well, just like you said, the negative beings, the ones that are trying to turn you into a victim, that are telling you resistance is futile, that are they're burning down the house in order to try to maintain their power. and it's dissipating. All that is hidden is being revealed. They're going to lose. It's an absolute certainty that's going to happen. But it wouldn't help to have masters who have already ascended, who have already been through these kind of tumultuous times, to help us, to give us the energy and the hope and the drive and the motivation to keep going, to hold tight, to stay the course, to not give in to the negative, and to keep rising in consciousness, and keep raising our vibration. This is what is needed at this time. We passed through some of the most difficult times in the last two and a half years. Yeah. In February, light carriers were being attacked more than any other time that I've been aware of it. And it was unbelievable. The people in the remote healing, I had to clear them two and three times a day, because once a day wasn't enough. Just an onslaught of attacks. But then in March 2nd was the day, literally the day, when we moved up a level. Now, it's not dramatic, like suddenly everything was crazy different, but we moved up a level and a lot of the negativity could no longer get to us. There's still plenty of negativity and there's more ahead, but that we got through that really tumultuous time, really horrible time, and now we're on the upswing, and now it's time for the Ascended Masters. They want to help. And, you know, they know that I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put myself out there. Yep, if you're willing to come on with these MP3s, please help me. Help me get your message out. And so that's what they're doing. They decided this is the time. You know, we're not out of the woods yet, but things are better and brighter, and I hope this helps to speed up our ascension.
I know it will. And, you know, one of the things that I got to ask you, with all of this energy coming in, with so many beings now seeing that we are, that are trying to help, why is it that the negative forces, that why are so many people still being pulled down into the heaviness and the density, with so much good kind of popping up all over in the spiritual realms and in the planetary realm? Well, what is going on with the negative energies? Why are they still pulling so hard at people?
Well, the negative is not going to give up. That's their way. That's their motivation, that they're just going to keep going. And basically, I tell people, you want to improve your life? First thing to do is turn off the TV set. It's a nonstop 24-hour day negative barrage of negative beliefs, negative emotions, negative programming. There's nothing good about it. And the people you see on TV with their fake pronouncements and fake stages, and everything's fake. The whole thing is fake. Like, turn it off. Stay away from that. Don't pay attention to that. Listen to meditations. Go in nature. Do things that are positive. There's so many positive things happening. But if you're involved in that, watching news and the celebrity culture and all that nonsense, you're just going to ruin your life. Don't do it. Just say no.
People
remember
slapping
Nancy
each
Reagan,
other?
Just say no to drugs. it's all fake, and it's all just meant to distract you. The only thing you need to be focused on is connecting with your own higher self, tuning into the highest aspects of you, of your existence, bringing that love and wisdom down to earth and sharing it with the world. That was my original premise back 5.5 years ago when I first came on your show.
Yeah,
it's the same thing now, and now it's culminating. Now is the time to really get with that program.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to push you a little bit, because there are going to be people that say, I don't watch TV. I don't watch any of that stuff. I'm in my garden. I live a peaceful life, communing with spirit, nature. But my life, I am still struggling, still plaguing with negative thoughts, still plaguing with what seems to be a vibration that I cannot shake. Like, what would you say? What do you see when that happens? You have a beautiful being, nice person, kind, gentle, and they are plagued with all sorts of conditions. It does not seem to get better for them. What would you then do?
Right. Well, in individual cases, and sometimes in city-by-city cases, the negative have put blankets of negativity. They try to put it around the entire planet. And people like me and that do the kind of work that I do, we're constantly dissolving it with the help of our higher beings to dissolve that. But certain cities, they put a blanket of negativity on it. And I know driving into one city, it was I was just suddenly getting ornery and that, and I didn't understand what's going on. Why am I feeling so combative? And I realized the whole city is not quite cursed, but is a blanket of negativity. So I asked my team, please, let's lift this blanket of negativity. But that can be affecting people all around the country. In certain cities, there are pockets of negativity that, you know, they're bought and paid for by paid provocateurs. And, you know, when I mention basket case of bad cities, I'll may as well just throw it out there because I use it on all my calls. Portland is a basket case. I mean, there's not that many people there, but it's like, I made a joke one time on one of my group calls. I said it was almost like it was Antifa headquarters. And then I found out, like a year later, the very first Antifa thing is Rose City Antifa in Portland. So that's like a bulwark of negativity, and it requires clearing, especially people who live there. I mean, it's a tough road to hoe when everything around you is negative. Not everything, but such a large negative contingent there that needs to be cleared out constantly. So some of these people that are beautiful souls that are trying to garden and tend to their roses, well, if you're in one of those places, that explains it. But also some people are just so sensitive they can feel the angst of the planet, the angst of people all over the world that are longing for truth and beauty and freedom, and they don't know what to do. Well, this is your answer. Connect with your higher self.
It kind of reminds me of those stories where, you know, somebody tries to turn their life around and maybe for a time they fell in with the wrong crowd and you see this person turns a new leaf, but the crowd wants to pull them back in. And when we disconnect from some of these energies, they want to feed off that food source, that fear that we had, and it's hard for them sometimes to let go. You mentioned this is called louche. Explain that for people, because to really think that, okay, there's industries that work off of fear, there's industries that work off of control and doom and gloom, it seems almost impossible to believe unless you've really like kind of had that awakening. But from the spiritual realm, there's also something called louche that comes up quite a lot in certain circles. What is that? And maybe what is that in terms of kind of the backdrop of this call? What do we need to be aware of with that?
Okay, well, louche is negative psychic energy, negative spiritual energy, negative emotional energy, anger, sadness, depression, frustration. That's louche. And these negative entities, non-physical entities, will go into someone and they'll look for your weakest point. And if you're angry with your husband or your whatever sister-in-law or whatever is going on, and they'll amplify it. They'll make the anger greater. Oh, he's no good. You should get a divorce. Blah, blah, blah. And they'll try to amplify it to magnify the louche, that negative emotional energy, because they feed off it. They literally take in that negative energy and make your life miserable by feeding off it. If you're cursed, it's even worse because the entities that are doing the work are worse than the average entities that are on people. So that's why we have to get rid of the magicians responsible as well as the entities, and then we clear out the anger, the frustration, the sadness, and the person has a new lease on life. So it's the exact opposite. We want joy, beauty, happiness, freedom. They want control, sadness, victimhood, anger. So, you know, choose which camp do you want to be in? And don't let them. I mean, people write me all the time, hey, I'm trying to be a good person and this neighbor is, you know, doing these bad things. And I said, well, okay, stand up to that neighbor.
Yes.
Sometimes you just have to, you know, a bully isn't going to stop unless you punch him in the nose.
Right.
Maybe that goes against the teachings in school or whatever today, but at least literally or figuratively, don't put up with that. Say, look, you know, I don't care what you think. You can do whatever you want, but leave me and my family alone. If you're going to bug us, you know, there's going to be consequences.
Well, Jesus did turn over the tables. Jesus turned over the tables in the temple for the money changers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I think beat a few of them with a cane, I think, from what I remember. You know, this is an interesting thing, and I do want to get to some questions because there are people writing in with individualized attacks. And, you know, I get the sense that we've got a two-pronged approach here. We free ourselves from these lower vibrational energies, but then we also, as you are now creating a space for or a bridge, we also now can be pulled by these energetics of these higher masters and really guided to this new earth paradise. Tell me a little bit about the dichotomy, the two worlds, potentially maybe even what we might call a timeline battle, because I wouldn't think that they would get involved unless they really saw this as a very important, I guess, fork in the road, perhaps, for humanity.
Right, right, absolutely. Well, every battle is a timeline battle, because in the 5D world, all times exist simultaneously. Every possible outcome has already exists at some level, and it's a question of which timeline are you on to which life you experience. So everything's a timeline battle, and the most important thing that everyone has to do, and always remember, it's not anything new, is focus on the outcome you want. Focus on the kind of life that you want, and ignore all the negativity. And the more you're connected with your own higher self, the easier that's going to be. That's the biggest plus of connecting with your higher self. You're just not affected. You know, someone wrote in, the world is in turmoil, but I'm at peace. That is it in a nutshell. When you're connected with your higher self, you're riding the waves of all this turbulence, and you're not being affected by all the negativity. But at the same time, in the physical world, you need to do what's right for you at every level. You know, the physical world, when you have a physical body, fill your body with good food, with pure water, with pure air. You know, at the emotional level, don't hang around people that are constantly whining and complaining and full of negativity. You know, if they're your family, you're a little bit stuck with them, but try to turn them around or ignore them. At the mental level, stop watching the TV. It's programming you. That's the reason they call it programming. You know, at every level, just clear yourself as much as possible. At the spiritual level, you're going to have to get rid of any entities that could be attacking you. Sometimes for the mere crime of being a bright light, you will be attacked. Yeah. And that's a sad thing, but that's no reason to stop shining your light. Don't hide your light under a basket, as one wise master would say. You're still shine your light, still connect with your higher self, still bring down the love and wisdom from your own higher self and share it with the world. That's how the world is going to change, and that's what we need to do right now in a bigger way than ever before.
Yeah. Is it possible that humanity misses its fork, its timeline to the ascended world, and we just kind of go into this other thing that many of us see being sort of created foundationally?
Right. Well, there are some people that are going to go into that 3D world. They're going to be recycled, and they're going to go onto some planet where control and they haven't learned. Don't give your power away to negative people and negative beings and fear and that. Some people are going to go down that timeline. But for humanity as a whole, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We're going there. It's inevitable. And it's a function of just a question of how many people are going to be on that timeline. And, you know, if you follow the precepts of the masters, you're going to be on that timeline, but you have to do your work, clearing away the emotional baggage, the mental baggage, you know, everything you can so that you're not weighed down, that you would be more comfortable in the 3D world. You throw that away and rise to the 5D world, to the higher consciousness. So that's a choice everyone gets to make as an individual.
Okay. Okay. Wow. All right. Definitely there is a urgency with this, but also, you know, it's important we're aware. And I want to get to some questions that people have, because there are a lot of folks writing in who are dealing with some challenges. One person wrote in, this is Bridget. She, not sure where she is. The last name starts with a W. She says, how do I find out if my 16-year-old son has a curse? He has gone through so much, and I know it's not his stuff. His name is Evan. Can you look in there and potentially clear out some of this? Because, you know, here's the thing, Edwin. I mean, okay, there are these timelines. We're going to stay in the light. We're going to stay high vibration. We're going to stay in the right resonance, so we vibrationally match up with this timeline, which is happening at an energetic level. Well, what if we are bogged down with a curse? What if Evan does have a curse we want to, we've got to figure out now, what do we do with that? Now, what would you say with Evan?
Okay, yeah, he was cursed. I took it away while you were still talking, but that's the one thing that's hard to get rid of unless you come to someone like me. So if you seem like your luck is so bad that you can't even explain it and you're doing all the right things and you're working and doing your spiritual magic and as best you can and still not working, then I would recommend make an appointment with me. I'll book, get one of these packages, B or C, so that you get an appointment and I'll get rid of it. it's really that straightforward. And without a curse, your life is totally different. And there's some people that have had curses, but especially spiritual healers and that, because you think about it, if you're the negative and you want to keep humanity down and keep them in victimhood and that, what would be the thing to do? You'd go find their healers, the people that they're open to, and you'd fill them with negative energy and negative entities to try to pollute their people. Because that would be, a double, triple, multiply your efforts. So the negative is trying to bring you down. And the healers are trying to bring you up. So it's natural that they're going to try to go after the highest lights and the brightest lights on the planet. And so that's why a lot of them will come to me to get cleared. And like we have a program to do it daily, in a group format. So that's the best thing I pretty much offer now. That's package C. Yeah.
We're going to be talking more about this, and I want to get to some questions from folks who have been writing in and raising their hands. So if you've got a question for Evan, go ahead and press *2, because we're going to take some live callers and see exactly where people are at and what is going on. We've got Christy. She's in Barstow, California, 760 area code. Christy, how can we help you today? What's happening?
Oh, hi. I just wondered if Edward can check me. I'm a... Okay. On my spiritual path, and I feel a little lost, and I was just wondering if anything's there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, first, I feel the frustration and anger, so let's just take that away from you. Just temporarily feel all the things that are bugging you and frustrating you, all the people who lied to you, cheated you, abused you, made fun of you, took advantage of you. Just temporarily feel all that anger and frustration, and as I take it away, if you can, just silently forgive these people. Not so they get away with all their crimes and bad behavior, but so you don't have to hold on to that anymore. Let it go. No buts, just let it go. That's good. Let me ask you, just interject, how does that feel?
It feels a lot better, yeah.
Well, you let go of the anger. That's one thing, you want to learn to do.
Do you think they've come after my husband or son?
Let's check your husband. Now, he's kind of, he doesn't know what, he's not a, I don't want to, what the right word is. He's not really affected by it. He's oblivious to a lot of this stuff. And let's look at your son. He's angry too. So let's take it away from him.
Awesome.
Wow.
Okay, he should be better too now.
Okay.
All three of you with energy, yeah. Yeah, your voice cheered up already.
Yeah.
It feels definitely
wrong. Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah,
thank you.
It feels a lot better. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
It seems like it's a time of tremendous opportunity, but then also tremendous challenge. And I want to talk more about that too, because there is sort of like things manifesting amidst things collapsing, and it's kind of like, as one person said, when a ship is going down, if you're in the vicinity of that vortex, it's very easy to get pulled down. So we've got to be able to know what we're plugging into, and also make sure nothing is plugging into us, right? All right, we're going to go to another caller here. We've got R Esparza, R, or J. Esparza, probably, at a 310 area code. Another person in California, Santa Monica. J. Esparza, who do we have today?
Rosemary. It's Rosemary.
Hey, Rosemary. How are you?
Good, good. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for calling on me. So, Edwin, my concern is with my sister, Pauline. I believe she either has a curse or there are lower entities hanging on to her, because she has become like, just awful. That's all I can say.
When did this start?
Yeah, she was cursed. She's cursed,
okay,
too. Well, go ahead. Let Darius ask you questions while I do it. Yeah,
he's
just
doing
rid of it while he talks. Keep asking.
Right. Yeah, good thing I talk a lot.
How long ago?
You don't need much
gives
time.
Gives me time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when did your sister start changing her behavior? Recently?
Probably 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
Okay.
She hasn't talked to me until recently when my mother passed, and it was just awful what she was spewing from her mouth. Terrible.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the curse is gone from her, so she doesn't know what to make of it. She kind of knows something different just happens. I see her looking around like something's different, and it's kind of comical when it's someone else. But people that have that reaction, they have three possible ways of handling it. One person says, "Hey, I feel great. My curse is gone. This is a great thing." Other person says, "Wait a second. Something's different. I need to investigate it." And then the other person says, "Wait, I'm not angry anymore. Something's wrong."
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's kind of in the middle. Yeah, she's more toward the middle. Like, she knows something changed. She doesn't know what it is, but she's not like, "Wait, this is great." She's, "Okay, something's different. I don't know what it is, but maybe I'll find out." So you could tell her. I can tell her. Listen to your sister. She'll explain what just happened to you today.
Yeah, listen to Rosemary. All
she
right.
Looks
well,
like I have three heads. Like, what? My sister? What?
Wow.
So,
wow.
Anyway, you can tell her.
Fantastic. Edwin, it sounds like there's a curse energy frequency that tends to go around. What are some of the other tools that we see these things employing in these times? Are you seeing sickness? Are you seeing a family strife? Are you seeing financial, like, curses or shackles, if you will? What are you seeing with the people you work with all over the world?
Right. Whatever a person's weakness is, the non-physical entities will go after that weakness.
Okay.
If you're short of money, they'll make sure you stay broke. If you want love, they'll make sure you stay single.
Oh, right.
Whatever it is, if you're feeling a little sick, they'll try to make you even more sick. Whatever your weakness is, they exploit. So from the highest perspective, if you realize that all these negative forces are forcing you to step up your game, to overcome even greater obstacles, to shine a light on whatever weakness you have so you can get rid of it, and then you won't be burdened with it ever again. So if you look at it from that perspective, now, no one likes going through all that hardship. I certainly didn't. You know, 45 different projects in a row, all like failures, like some simple things. Like, how is this possible? Even the law of averages, a couple of them should have worked out. No.
Right.
And it was a severe curse by some master evil beings. And luckily, you know, it was lifted from me. And so that's why I'm the first person to help someone who's cursed. They say, "I think I'm cursed." They get rid of the curse. I said, "Okay, that's out of the way. If you want more help, you know, sign up for a session or that." So
yes.
I want to help people.
Yeah.
Have that.
Yeah, absolutely. So they target the weaknesses, the areas. All right, so we're going to write into a few, well, read a few more of these from folks. And another person wrote in, okay, interesting. Carrie says, "Could Edwin scan me for entities and maybe assess maybe what could be going on? Seems like I'm getting hit at so many different areas from health, despite years of healing and work on all levels, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Thank you so much." And Carrie is spelled K-A-R-R-E. And this is the thing. Like, a lot of folks have been living pure lives, but yet they're still under suffering and challenge.
Right.
What is going on with Carrie?
Okay. Carrie, when I tune in with you, I just feel this annoyance. You have this annoyance, which can be temporary. but it can also be a symptom that in your mental body you're thinking of things that are bringing you down. Because what you think about will eventually become an emotion that will eventually affect you. It could result in an illness down the road. So I'm going to go right into your mental body, and I can do this now much faster than I could even a few years ago with the help of my team, and just take away all the negative thinking. You know, you're filled with negative thinking, which is a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you have hardship, people that have had hardship in their life, not just you, they automatically think, oh, the universe is not a safe place. You can't trust people. Yeah. You know, they'll take advantage of you, all these different things. And based on your experience, it's all true. It's logical and it's true. But your experience in this one physical life in this particular instance is a small portion of who you are. So you don't need those beliefs. So that's what's being flushed out of you right now, out of your mental body, all that negative thinking. And it's being replaced with positive, empowering beliefs. The universe is conspiring to make all your dreams come true. That you will automatically attract people that share your high, loving ideals. And then if you focus on the things that you want and automatically attract good people, things are going to turn around for you, whether automatically they've changed. So I can feel her. I wish she was on the line.
Yes.
I feel her like half smiling and like, okay, you know, I'll try it, which is like a little skeptical, be even a little more positive. It's going to work, Carrie, so just give it a shot.
I love that. We're
going
to get to another.
I'll do it.
Yeah. We're going to get to another caller live. I want to ask you, what are the benefits? Because what you're talking about is actually receiving these types of connections, and I get the sense that we've got to sort of clear the path. We can't have these lingering curses, heavy energetic attacks, other sorts of, you know, attachments to really experience what it is that we're here to experience. So when we do, when we align to some of these masters, like we're going to be talking about Archangel Michael, Kuan Yin,
right,
Saint Germain, Lakshmi, Jesus, and others, and we're sort of carried by this energy which you're opening up. What is it that we might experience? What would life look like in your opinion?
Well, joy of just simply being. Just like sometimes people say that they get cleared of all the negativity, and they look around and say, you know, everything looks brighter. The sky looks bluer, everything. And that's what it is like when you're not bogged down with all that negativity, and you can embrace the higher energies, and you're just joyful. You want to be dancing, I love going into nature. Nature is one of my favorite things to do.
To
be surrounded with pine trees and forest and streams, that is great for me. But that would help you to get to that state. But it would also help to clear out all the negativity, which a lot of people are trying to do, and avoid filling you with any more of the negativity. And then, you know, listen to some of these MP3s. You're going to have the chance to listen to a mass, not listen to them, but feel their energy coming through and feel the wisdom of Buddha, the sweetness and compassion of Kuan Yin, the feminine, divine feminine power of Mary Magdalene. I mean, you get to feel every one of these masters in these MP3s, and some of them you're going to resonate with more than others. That's fine. You don't have to resonate with all of them, but every one of them has a gift to offer you. So, I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, I'm trying to think what would be the best thing I could offer to people.
And
if someone said to me, you know, when I was a little younger in my development, hey, how would you like to have the energy of Jesus or Buddha? Sign me up for that. I want it. I'm okay. Where do I go? That's one of the things I'm trying to offer, and it's good.
Yeah.
I'm very happy and proud of this. They came and helped. They offered, and okay, sign me up. If I can help offer this to people, then I want to be involved.
Yes.
That's how it happens.
Wow. Well, I want to go deeper. We're going to take a few more questions, and I want to ask you, is it possible when we start to raise our vibration and frequency, we start to really plug into really this wave of ascended master energy that is now sort of helping the planet, we sort of get to a higher altitude is what I'm seeing when we lose all that weight of lower vibration. Is it possible to get to a point where densities and stuff cannot reach us? Or is there even that in these higher realms? What would you say?
There is negativity even in the higher realms, but it's much less, far and few between. If 5D, if we could just get to 5D, and that would be heaven on earth, and there would be no strife ever, would be over. Most of the trouble that people have are from entities that are higher than that, that are still there. There's not as many of them that are affecting people to try to prevent them from getting to 5D. But every time we move up, like on March 2nd, when we moved up a level, there's a whole strata of negative beings and things like that that can't affect you right now. So they're less, and it was noticeable in the group clearings because, I feel group as a whole, and I know how much negativity there is for that particular day. And so it's just remarkably better on March 2nd. And now it's getting better. There's ups and downs, like as you would expect, but it's even better in April. But, and so now's the time. Bring in the master's energy. Okay, we're above a lot of the riffraff and the lower ankle biter negative entities. Let's bring in the masters and let's really skyrocket. So that's
all right.
That's what the objective was.
Wow. Well, this is an acceleration. If you've worked with Edwin and we focused on the clearing, the releasing, holding that energy, now with this removed and you actually as pure and clear as possible from these influences, now we can accelerate to the higher octaves and literally be carried by this energy. I want to get to another caller, and then we've got a process for everybody as well. This is the world premiere of this Wisdom of Ascended Masters and aligning to the frequency of miracles. Let me ask you about that. You said aligning to the frequency of miracles. Tell me a little bit about this, because many people know these Ascended Masters performed miracles, many of them. I don't know how many, but I know Jesus did. Yeah. I know Buddha did. I know Lakshmi. I know. And so what does that have to do in our lives? What could that do in our lives?
Right. Well, what is a miracle? And in one sense, a miracle is just a scientific principle that we're unaware of at the moment, because we're at too low a level to be able to invoke these scientific principles. So when you get to a high enough level, miracles become more of a way of life. And I remember seeing a doormat one time saying, I don't believe in miracles, I rely on them. So that's a possibility. When you get to a higher level, what people thought were miracles is commonplace. And even telepathy. Yes. I mean, when I wrote my book, Mystic Warrior, in 2004, when it came out, I'm talking about people communicating with telepathy, these mystic masters and that, and people thought it was science fiction and fantasy. It's like, no, you don't get it. This is how the world is. You just don't know about it yet. And so, how do I tune into people like Carrie who aren't even on the line? It's because I've practiced so much. And we had the help of these higher beings, the masters and everyone else, that it makes it much more possible. So it's not a miracle that I can tell her or the other lady's sister. It's because I'm operating on that level. I have a lot of practice, and the more I help people, the more the higher beings would help me. So it's the same thing with everyone else.
Wow.
It's all, that's what a miracle is, and that's what we're going to get to.
Okay, so in people's individual lives, these frequencies can help them to do what?
Manifest the life they want. I mean, there's over 7 billion people on Earth right now, and 7 billion different ways that you can manifest your highest and best good on Earth here. Some people are artists. Some people are mathematicians or scientists or writers. There's a zillion different ways, and people have different proclivities and interests. Well, if you have the access to this kind of wisdom of energy, and you can bring it down in your own unique way and share it, that's the world I want to live in. That's probably the world almost everyone on the call wants to live in. where everyone is free to do whatever they want. You can do whatever you want as long as you don't infringe on someone else's freedom or harm them. That's, you know, a fundamental principle of the higher worlds. Anyone that's telling you differently, no matter who they are, if they're a politician, some fake spiritual guru, if they're telling you something different, that you should only do this or you should only do that, most likely they're wrong, and you can pretty much ignore them. That's not the way it is.
Yeah, it's almost like you're tapping into a completely different physics, right? The frequency of miracles is contained in the energies of these ascended masters. So by aligning to them, aligning to the essence of that in your own life, cleared from the blockages, we really open up to another realm in the higher spaces that is this frequency of miracles. So, very cool stuff. And we are going to get to some more questions. So go ahead and keep submitting them, sending them in. But I want to take some time here because you've got a group process that we're going to be doing for everybody. And tell me what you're going to do. And yours are legendary. So I just got to say, everyone, this is a real treat. When Edwin does this, we've opened up new worlds. So get ready. And Edwin, tell us what we're going to do, man. This is going to be off the chain.
Okay. First, I'm going to just start with what I do in a normal, regular remote clearing with the group. We're going to clear everyone out because we don't want you. You can't fly when you got anchors, boat anchors tied to your ankles. Mm. So we're going to get rid of all those boat anchors. And then I'm going to ask one of our ascended master friends who promised me he would show up to deliver his energy, his own variety of energy. And he's like telling me, I'm here, don't worry, no, I'm not going to let you down. So first, let's clear you out, and then I'll introduce him, and we'll bring everyone to an even higher level. So just everyone, just take a few deep breaths at your own natural rhythm. And this is it's actually a 19-point checklist that I go through every morning, clearing the group out. And this is what you'll be experiencing, those of you who get Package C. So first we're going to clear everyone's emotional body. A little anger, sadness, regret. And I'm having my higher team of higher vibrational beings help me because they can operate much faster than me. They always make me learn how to do every one of these steps on my own. But then once I've demonstrated that I can do it, then they'll do it for me or they'll help me do it. So we're just clearing out everyone's emotional body. Okay, now we're going to clear out everyone's mental body, like that lady that was annoyed. Well, now everyone's going to be cleared of it. All negative thoughts, limiting beliefs. I'm taking that away. And there's a lot of negative thinking, and it's not 100% your fault. I mean, the media and everyone is trying to get you to think negatively and to be a victim in that. And just don't listen to them. That's much better. Any hopelessness, just let that go away. None of you are victims. You are all divine spiritual beings, and you're not victims. It doesn't matter. Red or yellow, black or white, male, female, race, nationality, sexual preference. None of that stuff matters. We're all beings. We're all single points of awareness in the oneness. Let it all go. Okay, I'm going to clear everyone's higher self of any contamination. And there's a number of you who were around from the time of Atlantis to have a contaminated higher self, which I didn't even know existed. But now that we're going to these higher levels, the higher self starts at level density 5 and above. And some of you who have been at even higher levels in the past were affected by what happened in Atlantis and had a contaminated higher self. That's all cleared now. Okay, now we're going to clear. This is the biggest one right now, non-physical entities. So this is an area where I've expanded. It's in the last MP3, Transmuting Dark into Light. We're going to take away all non-physical entities. There's different kinds of them. I'm not going to enunciate every one of them, but anything that's not of this person's own DNA, other than an organ transplant, let's get rid of that. Anything that's not of a person's own I am consciousness, let's get rid of that. Any entities that consume light, that use or false or reflected light, let's just get rid of all of that. So no more entities. Whew, that's clear. Well, implants, anyone with any implants, let's get rid of those too. Etheric, physical or etheric, most of them are etheric, any living or non-living. Clear any energetic interference from the higher realms. Let's clear any radionics programming. Okay, there's a bunch of that going on right now. There's some ETs and stuff that have ventured into our realm that weren't here, say, a few years ago. Some of them are using radionics, and they're getting rounded up every time they harm humans. A lot of them are getting captured and taken away, but there's still some of that. Okay, well, now everyone should be okay with that. Let's shut down all portals surrounding people with negativity, whether they're natural or artificial. Let's clear curses, hexes, and spells from everyone. Okay, there's a bunch of that on people right now. And this applies to everyone listening to the replay, too. And I hear them yelling at me, cursing me out, which, I mean, that's music to my ears. Okay, that's good. Okay, let's get rid of any nanobots. A lot of those nanobots are nanometer, 1 billionth of a meter sized robots that can be programmed to make you either more docile or more angry, depending on what emotion they want to elicit in you. Let's clear all AI from everyone. Also from your electronics, networks, satellites, storage devices, any ambient AI, artificial intelligence. Let's clear that out. This is an ongoing effort. Let's clear all programming and communication methods from whether it's 5G, cell phones, satellites, broadcast. Let's clear all physical toxins that people have taken in without their informed consent. There's a lot of that. A lot of people have that. Okay, let's clear anyone who might have any of these diseases with names that used to be called the flu or anything derivative derived from that. Let's clear that. Okay, let's clear everyone in your home, office, school, including all your pets, everyone. Clear everyone for 22 miles around so your neighbors will be more friendly. And now this, I mentioned this earlier, the malaise that goes around the planet, it should be gone, but let's clear it anyway. It's already gone. And then certain pockets of the malaise where they attack cities, sometimes they're cities of light, sometimes they're cities of darkness. The average city is usually not affected. They either go after the really negative or the really positive. Okay, and now let's take everyone. Now we're going to take everyone to a higher level. Last season we took them to the crystalline light energy, so I'm going to take everyone. Okay, and as we go higher, some people are still holding on to some negativity. It may not be as overt anger, but to try to scrape that away because it's weighing you down. Okay, so now let's ask the crystalline light energies that we talked about last season to come in to give us an even stronger level of clearing. Okay, and now I'm going to ask Jesus to come in. He said he would. So he's just smiling and laughing. I'm here. Let's give everyone a taste of Christ consciousness energy. And you can just feel all this negativity that's not at the same level just being flushed away. Oh yeah, this is amazing. I never did it with this big a group. He's asking, is that enough? You want more? So let's get him a little bit higher. Let's fill him with love, absolute famous for unconditional love. Give them the love vibration now. And there's even more negativity being flushed out from that. I mean, negative beings hate love. It says, love thy neighbor as thyself, well, or love thy enemy. This is, look at what happens when you love thy enemy with this kind of love. All those negative entities and beings and negative emotions just get flushed right out of you. They hate it. I'll just keep it going for a few more, another minute. Okay, they just gave up. He's like, okay, I think that's enough for everyone. Okay, thank you for showing up. He helped me out. It's amazing. Okay, everyone, just bask in this energy now, what it's like. That would be going to the frequency of miracles with a Jesus overlay. Now, different people have different ways of getting there. There are all different ways to become enlightened. He can do all the ways. But anyway, it's kind of encapsulated in the Christ consciousness energy. So this is the kind of energy that you can feel. The more you get used to this energy, the more it will become your natural energy. Now, it's natural that you're not going to be able to hold this vibration, you know, forever. You're going to be at a much higher vibration for a few days, and it's going to gradually come down slowly, which is natural. It's normal. Your body and your whole being is not used to this. But do it again, and you'll go up again, and you'll keep doing it until it becomes part of your being. Okay, yeah, I'm happy with how this is turning out. So let's bring everyone back to Earth again. You can be in this world, but not of it. You're in the physical world, but this is where the world you want to be in. This is the 5D world and higher, where you can, you know, just radiate love and wisdom. Okay, but let's bring everyone back into their bodies while you hold on to this world. And like I said, it will last for a few days, and you'll gradually, it'll fade. Not fade out, you'll always be higher than you started. But if you keep doing this kind of exercise, and even listen to the replay of the call, you'll be able to get to that higher level again. And the more you practice, you'll ratchet upwards over time, and you'll be able to hold and maintain this higher vibration. And it's the vibration of miracles, because you're closer to source. You can circumvent some of the 3D physical laws, which don't apply in the higher worlds. You know, 3D, they say, oh, telepathy, that's a myth. No, it's not. This is how people operate in this world. So, okay, so everyone just gradually, while maintaining this high vibration, come back into your body. You can take a few deep breaths. You're back in the physical world. But as you look around, you know, things may look a little different. Things are not quite as bleak. In fact, they look kind of joyful and fun. This is the world of the ascended masters. This is the world that we can all enter into. Someone wrote recently, like, we were all ascended masters in some lifetimes. And I'm not quite sure I'd buy that 100%, but it's quite possible. We certainly were much higher. Those of you who had contaminated higher selves were at a much higher level spiritually than we are right now, but not to worry, we're getting back to that level again. All the contamination's gone, there's nothing to prevent you, and any hesitation you might have is gone, everyone who had any contamination. So, okay. So with everyone back in your physical body, let's go back and invite Darius to start talking again. How was that for you, Darius?
Man, I got to really reground here. You know, what happened when Jesus came in was I absolutely felt a palpable shift. I could feel, it was almost like I felt like this orb come in, and it was like this very, very big energy of, it felt like love, but also neutrality, unconditionalness. it was wild. I mean, I literally felt him bring this in, and it was
right.
very different than anything else I felt before. Like it was almost like a love, but a love being above everything else. Like I don't want to be like singing Steve Winwood's Higher Love, but it was like that song,
right.
like that. It was
a
higher
right.
love than what I had felt as an earthbound being. And so it's kind of, it was amazing. So that's all I can say. And I'm processing it. I don't have all the answers, but yeah, I felt it. And
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just like kind of buzzing. So always.
Well, let me kind of put that into scientific terms. From our
yes.
3D world, you know, this is a world of personal power. The 4D world is a world of unconditional love. And that's what people think of when they think unconditional love, 4D. Well, above this, the 4D world is the 5D world of wisdom.
Yes.
And, you know, they all interact with each other, interlace. And then at the higher 6D world, you have love, wisdom, light, love, light, where it's a higher form of love. It's still love, but it's love infused with wisdom. So it's not the love where you, an alcoholic, you love him and you want him to be good, you give him bourbon. No, that's not real love. There's no wisdom in that love. You think you're doing something that's unconditional loving, but because that's what he wants, but it's not for his highest and best good. You need a higher love. And that's what you, when you say Steve Winwood, higher love, bring
yeah.
me a higher love. Well, that's what we
that's
just
right.
got.
Wow.
So now that's in concrete terms, that's what we just experienced.
Oh, man, I want to hear from everybody here today. What did you experience? Pedro in Bolivia, we love Pedro, says, thank you. That was amazing. Another person said, wow, thank you so much. Truly felt something otherworldly. Another person said, that was absolutely incredible. Thank you, Edwin. Keep sharing with us. I know a lot of folks coming back. UWealthRevolution.com/now. You mentioned like each time we go to these higher levels of energy, we may draw back a bit, but we hold a higher resonance than we did before. And you are going to be sharing through the work and through what you've uncovered, the energetics of all of these different ascended masters, and also holding people in that higher realm so that they can actually never fall again, never move into that lower vibrational space, no matter what's going on the planet. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing this season, the Ascend to Mastery and Frequency of Miracles work.
Right. Well, I can't guarantee you're never going to come back again. That's
okay.
a free will choice. No one can guarantee
okay.
that. Jesus can't guarantee that. What does he say when he heals someone? Go
right.
and sin no more. What does that mean? It means don't do the same stupid things that got you sick in the first place.
Yeah.
And people will do the same stupid things that got them sick in the first place. I see it happen every day. I mean, people that sign up for series of sessions with me, I said, okay, you know, you should be feeling good now. Don't go back to doing that. Okay. Next time I call them. Well, I went back to doing that. I said, I told you not to do that.
Right.
Why did you do that? You did the exact opposite of what I told you to do, what I recommended you. Why did you even hire me if you're not going to listen to me? Well, I thought, I said, I told you not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to heal her tormentor. I said, he doesn't think you're healing him. He thinks you're tormenting him. It's like poking a lion in the eye. If you poke a lion in the eye, he's going to bite you or swat you. Don't do that. He's not bothering you now. Don't do that. Well, I don't know if this is compatible. It's not compatible. You don't listen to anything I say, so I can't help you. I can't help you because Jesus and Buddha combined can't help you because you have free will and you're doing stupid things.
Yeah.
And so that's what you go and sin no more. Don't do stupid things.
Mm.
So that's how it is.
Well, I want to say, well, and maybe she, you know, absolutely needed some additional support or clearing. And, you know, the interesting thing is that you have helped people through this. And, you know, when you get a taste of these higher vibrational energies, though, most people, I would say, will not go back to do those things. They don't resonate anymore.
Right.
You break the bond, the curse, the lower energy. And I want to share some ways that this is going on because you have put together something all new and we're unveiling it today because this really is a bridge to the new earth. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Edwin, E-D-W-I-N 23. And Edwin, one of the things that you've done, which I am just absolutely so in awe of you, is that you have continued to offer people one-on-one support if they want personal energy clearing for 25 minutes. And Edwin has kept this incredibly reasonable. So I want to make note, if you're wondering, wow, with all of these ascended masters and all the things he's been connecting to, is he still going to do the personal clearing? And the answer is yes, he does a higher self integration clearing. And that is package B. Because I know those are super popular and you fill up fast. So some people are just waiting and grabbing those. They've been grabbing them, since this page went live, and we didn't even tell people about it. And we're like, okay, I want to get it. And you do opening and clearing of the 12 energy centers. You do activation of the pineal glands. You flush out energy debris, discordant energies, removing of mental trash, removal of the pain body, etheric implants. Tell me a little more about what happens on these one-on-one sessions that go for 25 minutes.
Right. Well, I do a little bit more in-depth clearing of all the things that I mentioned in the we did earlier in the group process.
Yeah,
I go through all your energy centers, and I clear you at every level, the emotional level, anger, sadness, mental level, negative beliefs, past lives. One of the most effective things that I do is go back to when the person was a child, the kid. The kid oftentimes buries anger or frustration because they don't know how to deal with it. And I go back and take that away. A lot of times adults get triggered by things. They don't even know why they're getting triggered, but it's oftentimes traced to something that happened when they were a kid that they don't even remember because they buried it. Well, I get rid of the ammunition, so they're less easily triggered as adults. But the best thing is you bring in that childlike nature that the person had as a kid to them. You know, when Jesus said, you must be like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven, that's what he's talking about. Bring that childlike nature, the innocence, the joy, the awe into your life, and things are you're gonna have more fun. Every aspect in your relationships and your work and your friendships and your family life, everything's gonna be better when you're joyful and fun, having fun like a kid. So yes, that's one of the most fun things I do. It's very effective. And usually one time is even enough to change someone's life around. But sometimes I go, if they come for a second session, you know, down the road, months down the road, I may go back and it may have been something that the kid was holding on to, especially these more cerebral kids, which I can usually tell from talking. Anyway, so clearing that out is important. The higher self-contamination is clear. And then we just take us to a higher place where, you know, now I'm going to invoke. Maybe I'll give you a choice. Do you want Jesus, Buddha, Mary Magdalene, Kuan Yin, and I'll ask them to come in. That's, you just gave me that idea. I did it. Jesus, I knew I could rely on him.
He's
my go-to man. He's the one that encouraged me to do this, so he's going to help. But, you know, maybe you want Jesus again. Whatever you want. And then you got the MP3s every time you want reinforcement. They're on there. So
we're going to talk about that. Yeah. Wow. And I love the fact that with these sessions, sometimes people don't know even what's going on. They'll say, you know what? I just don't know. I feel stuck. I don't feel like things are moving forward. And then you look in and you do this for 25 minutes. And so there's a lot of layer upon layer that can be released and removed. This is something that fills up very quick. And I know your calendar is booked up, but you open up these sessions. So it's live now. Package B, ulsrevolution.com/Edwin23. And the cool thing is you're also going to get Package A, which is really the energetics you've been working on for like a half a year at least, as these frequencies of miracles from the Ascended Masters started to come in. And I'm going to share Buddha, Mary Magdalene, Lao Tzu, Archangel Michael, Kuan Yin, Saint Germain, Lakshmi, and Jesus. And you are talking about riding the higher dimensional wave with the frequencies of these beings so that you are supported, you are uplifted, and in many respects, we're talking about this bridge to another earth, I mean, to another world, literally. I mean, I believe that is in many respects coming. I've said it for 12 years. The world could bifurcate frequency-wise. Let's talk about these energies, and what would you say the Frequency of Miracles activation series is really about? And then I want to walk through some of the different frequencies that people are going to get to experience.
Well, just getting to a high enough place where miracles become the rule of law. The physical laws are, you're operating at laws beyond the physics that most physicists know about today. At this higher level, this is the realm of miracles. And you're going to get there with an overlay of all these different ascended masters, you know, depending on which you choose, you're going to infuse with their energy. Then we're going to go up there with them to this higher level. And each of them has a different personality. Some may suit you better than others. But, you know, I got to meet their personalities. I mean, I can tell you about them. I mean, Kuan Yin is she's known for compassion, but she's so sweet. She's just the sweetest person you could imagine. You know, Lakshmi is someone who's fun. She just like wants fun and abundance, wants you to be fulfilled. And you wouldn't necessarily get that from reading about her. Jesus, you have just experienced. Saint Germain is a debonair, you know, swashbuckling. You know, he's also fun and but scientific, and he's the king of transformation and alchemy. Mm. Who else? Archangel Michael, strength. Mary Magdalene is female strength, divine feminine strength. You know, women can be strong. This is exactly, if you want to be a strong woman, Mary Magdalene is the channel for you. She's a totally feminine and powerful.
Yep.
That's that. Buddha, logical. Lao Tzu, he's also fun. And he wanted me to tell you that statue of him on the website doesn't look anything like him. He's much more handsome than that.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, I actually want to go through each of these and meet them. I mean, it's kind of like, wow, I want to, because, I mean, what you're saying is there's sort of like this tangible now connection to these energies, and then they're going to become combined. So I want to talk about it all. I also want to say, Cherie wrote to us, she said, when Jesus came in, I put my hand up and started singing the exact song, Higher Love, with Steve Winwood. Now that's in British Columbia. Thank you so much. We're all in resonance. Marlon, before the call, I went and prayed to God to come forth and turn the tables of my enemies against and to help my entire family. This was wow. I truly felt God's love and spirit coming in. I feel full of bliss. And inside of my house as well, there's a sweetness and a lightness. This is Marlon in South Africa, Cape Town. Bridget said, thank you. My heart is vibrating at another level. That sounds a lot like what I talked about, a higher love. Man, it was so easy, right? I mean, it was easy. You just opened the space and we felt it. So I love that. I don't think this needs to be hard. All right, so I want to walk through a few of these. There's different items, and each one of them in package A on the page is going to correspond to a different miracle frequency, if you will, from each of the ascended masters. The first one is Buddha. This is the essence of awakening, morality, and divine insight. So this miracle frequency of Buddha, let's just go through quickly each one of these, because this is part of what people are going to get. What does this do? How can we use this? What is maybe important about this frequency that Buddha shared with you that he's going to kind of be opening up the doorway to today?
Right. He's the energy, the middle path, the energy between two extreme. Ascetism, where you deprive yourself of everything, versus luxury. He's the middle path. But I think of him as more anchored in the real, in the unmanifest world, the unchanging world that never changes. He's there already. That's what he means by being awakened. So you want to feel what that's like? That's the MP3 for you. You should listen to all of them, of course, but that's contribution.
Wow.
Okay, Mary Magdalene. Should I just go down the list of them?
Yeah, let's go through them. I want to get a sense of each of them, and I'll kind of chime in here because I love it. Mary Magdalene's the next one. She's item three.
She's feminine power and wisdom. Mm. She was basically Jesus's twin flame, and she's got that kind of level of power going for her from a feminine standpoint. It's different than the male standpoint. Men and women are different. They both can be powerful, obviously. I mean, Jesus is extremely powerful, and you want to be a powerful woman? That's one you should definitely get.
Wow.
Lao Tzu, he's easygoing. The Tao Te Ching is, and I'll tell you, there's a funny story too. One of my friends who's also able to remove curses, and that is a very high level being, does a lot of work similar to what I do. He says, hey, you know, there's this guy named Tao hanging out with me. And I say, what's he like? And he's describing him. And I say, wait a second. That's Lao Tzu. He's the guy that founded Taoism. He goes, really? Hold on. Let me ask him. He goes, but. He goes, yeah. He says, yeah, that's the guy. He's the guy. They're so low key. He doesn't come in like with trumpets and saying, "Hey, I founded this religion, blah blah blah."
Yeah.
He just came in and was helping him because he saw he was helping the world, and he went and helped him. So, you know, he's great too.
I mean, for people to think, how is this possible? How can we be accessing this? I mean, I guess the key is, as I get it, you've been clearing and opening. Once we open up, this is actually natural for us, I believe, when we are not held down like a bird that could fly unless you tie weights to it. And this lower dimensional energy, this energy of the fallen earth, you know, this realm that is kind of pulling us. If you put a little bit of weight on a bird, it can't fly, but its natural state is to fly. Our natural state is to be aligned to the physical, the spiritual. So it is totally possible. What would you say about that, Ed?
Yes, that's exactly true. And if this group process that we went through, the 19-step procedure that I went through, in the past, that would have been like the be-all and end-all of what I could offer. Because, I mean, that you bring it up beyond the crystal energies, this is it. This is as high as I can take you on my own earthbound self. But when the ascended masters said, "Hey, we can help you out even more," and you just felt what it was like. I don't have to talk to you or try to intellectually explain it to you. You felt it. Jesus came in, and that was Christ consciousness. You're most likely not going to be able to hold it for forever. But the more you do it, the closer and closer you're going to get. Just like he said, you know, pay attention to my teachings and you'll do all these things and more. He wants you to get to that level. And I want you to get to that level because then I won't have to be clearing all these people. I can go take a vacation. And the world would have thousands of ascended masters walking around.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Wow. Yes. Yes, well, you heard it here first. I want to go through a few more. Archangel Michael and Kuan Yin. Tell me about these two masters.
Okay, Archangel Michael is known as the Heavenly Protector. You know, cutting cords is one of his specialties, freedom.
Right.
And whenever people in all the major monotheistic religions need help, you call on Archangel Michael. He's there, and this is how you can develop his strength, listening to Archangel Michael. Kuan Yin.
Yeah.
She's known for compassion, love, and mercy. Like I say, from my perspective, sweetness is the word I would use more than all these other ones. Just she's as sweet as someone can possibly be. She hears the cries of everyone, and this is how you can learn to become more empathic, listening to her. Saint Germain, and here I talked about a special thing that he did. he changed the course of history. I don't know if I should go into this or what. Well,
I did not know that.
1776. Yeah, in 1776, a famous document was written. And a bunch of the signers of this document hadn't yet signed yet. They were sitting around thinking, "What should we sign or should we not sign it? Because if we sign it, we're guilty of treason, and British are going to torture us and dismember us and kill us." And so they're hesitant. And this guy from out of nowhere shows up and gave the most impassioned speech that said, "America must be free." And it's the brilliant speech that someone captured.
Oh.
And he is the one that gave that speech. Without him, no one would have ever signed the Declaration of Independence. It would have been too risky. But then they were brought to a froth and like, "We have to do this." And he said, "These words will live on forever, inspire the world forever." And that's, he did. Now, a lot of people don't know, he's the reincarnation of Sir Francis Bacon. Sir Francis Bacon wrote The New Atlantis back in like 1600, somewhere in that range, about America, the New Atlantis, a place of freedom, a beacon of hope and freedom for the rest of the world. And he foresaw it hundreds of years earlier. And he came and made sure that that vision came true by helping the people on the grounds who wrote the documents and who were assembled to create this new, you know, 13 colonies, he made it happen. So he's a man after my own heart.
Absolutely. Wow. Just had truth bombs everywhere. Lakshmi, and then, of course, Jesus, we had some experience with. Anything you want to share about those? And then I want to talk about
Lakshmi is fun.
I mean, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Lakshmi is just fun. She's just a fun person and wants everyone to be fun. And the way you have fun is by doing things that are prosperous and fulfilling, you know, emotionally and especially spiritually. When you do that, you're going to get rewarded materially. So, and she's just a fun person. So I love her. Jesus, he's my go-to person. He's the one that made all this possible. That asked me, what do you want? And I didn't know. He was bringing in the Ascended Masters already. He said, like, help this guy. He wants to help the world. Let's help him. And bam, he arranged it. So, you know, everyone knows Jesus. And this is kind of funny with him. When I was, you know, I'd look around. I'd go on the web to pick up little bits and pieces to try to use it as background material. And he, I'm getting ready to go to bed one night, and he goes, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I was looking up research. He goes, you don't need that research. You know enough about me right now. You don't need any of that stuff. Just go up, wake up tomorrow and write down off the top of your head. You don't need any of this research. I said, okay. So that's what I did. I woke up and wrote his script, you know, based on what I already knew about him, you know, partly from the book Mystic Christianity, you know, from all the other readings and stuff that I've done, some exoteric, some esoteric. And then, so anyway, that his wisdom is in there.
Wow.
So anyway, those are the eight masters that have come through here. And there's plenty of other masters. And see, well, why didn't you list this guy or that woman? Or, I said, look, there's only a limited number of people I can do. And these are the ones that came to me. And it's, you know, when I asked you, do I need any more? He goes, nope, you got enough. That's it. You know, like, it's a take. Like, okay, that's good enough for me.
Amazing. It's all here. Now, the other thing that you do, if for people that may not be able to get a one-on-one session with you, it's key that you transmute the dark into light, because connection really to these masters in a way we've never done before, perhaps, is through clearing. And so you've updated your famous transmuting dark into light. Now it's 4.0 with more updates. Really quick, tell me about this, because you said we now actually have to work and clear some other dimensional interferences, and you go through them. What is going on with that, and why did you make those changes?
Okay, well, there were some entities and beings that were kind of falling in between the cracks that I wasn't aware of at the time. So I'm trying to capture everything that I'm aware of into this meditation so that we clear as many of these potential roadblocks as possible. So that's the reason, and it's phrased in a way that anything that I've discovered, so as I discover new things, they should be covered as well. And so it should be a growing MP3, not in terms of verbiage, but in terms of the number of things that are being cleared. So it's the most powerful thing for clearing right now that I have.
I love it. I love it. And you also move into elixir number 7. I love the idea of elixir. So what is elixir number 7? That's definitely pretty mysterious.
This,
I'm sure it's good.
This was an alchemical one that I had put together. Journey to the Higher Realms, which is a guided meditation to take you to the higher realms. And I can't remember exactly how high we go. If we go to your I Am Presence. Yeah, I think we do. We do go to your I Am Presence. So it's a bonus, and it's a beautiful meditation that some people were saying, this is the best meditation you ever did. Well, I'm hoping that these new ones that came out, they'll change their mind and say, hey, it's almost one of the best meditations you ever did, but these are even better. But this is very, very good.
Wow.
So I like that one. And then Sacred Life Purposes, to help people to tap into their own higher self so they figure out what it is that they want to be doing and should be doing. So I don't tell people what your life purpose is. That's your job.
That's
what you do. But I'm helping you get to that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's very easy for lower vibrational energies to pull you off track, to make you feel hopeless, worthless, lifeless when you're not aligned to something that really fulfills you. So this is a key thing that takes you off of that old earth track, you know, get up, go to work some job. You don't really know what the company does or care. You just need to get the paycheck. And it's kind of like, well, what am I doing in the world? And then get a mortgage, work 50 years, have 2 weeks of retire, you know, 2 weeks of vacation a year, and then hopefully retire with a little bit of health left over after they put you on every drug under the sun and see if you can enjoy your life. It's like, you know, that's not the way we were designed to live. So this is activating that from Edwin. And again, when we remove the limiters, the weights, the things that are blocking that, these become absolutely magnified. Package A is discounted. You always keep it reasonable for people no matter what they're going through financially. It's 89% off of a $1,124 value. It's $127. Add 25 minutes with Edwin one-on-one. I mean, there'll be a day that maybe he doesn't do this anymore and you'll say, I wish I did, right? These are famous. You'll want to be one of the people that says, I got to work with Edwin when he was on Darius's show and Darius was still doing his show, right? 10 years, we may be in a whole different place. Check it out. It is package B, 197 will get you A and B. And I want to talk about the 30 days of remote energy work, but I want to let people know we're going to take some more questions. So we may go a little longer. Send your questions in on the webcast, no matter what it is. You want Edwin to look in. Wow. Sherry says so much joy on this call. Edwin was amazing. Another person said, thank you. I got the answers I needed from this call. Amazing stuff. Another person said, I felt encircled. This was Heather. Did you say orb, Darius? Heather, I did. And she said, I felt encircled in a large orb of unconditional love too. It was a golden pink color. I could visualize Jesus. I felt a palpable, large healing energy in my heart and head. My whole body feels powerful, unconditional love energy. Thank you, Darius and Edwin. Wow. Man, we are just like right on fire and sync here. So keep sending those in really quick. A lot of people have been asking about one of the most amazing additions to your work, 30 days of remote energy work. Tell me about this. What are you doing with this and how does this work?
Okay, just like we did today in the group process, every morning, about 8 a.m. now, Pacific Daylight Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and it varies depending on where you are in the world, I clear everyone as a group. You just carry on with your normal activities, whatever daily activities. You could be in the middle of the workday in the U.K. or wherever you are. You could be sleeping in India, wherever you might be, and you get cleared out. So if you have any interference, you're going to be cleared out at least once a day of all these things that we went through on the group process. And this opens you up to building instead of having to constantly fight. This is what I had to do when I was just starting out. I woke up and then I was getting constantly attacked by other beings. And I could fight them off, but, you know, they're all ganging up on me and they're fighting. And I'm just like constantly just treading water. It was hard to get ahead. Well, this, if you were in a similar circumstance, you're going to be able to get ahead because those beings are going to be removed and you can move up. And if they come back and they might knock you down a bit, well, the next day they're going to be removed and you go up again. So this is going to make it easier for you to keep going to these higher states of consciousness. And this has been the most popular thing now going forward since I introduced it on your show last year, almost a year ago. Yep.
Amazing. We've had people just say they've been clear. They've been feeling like a whole new life open up. A lot of stories coming in. One person said it cleared energies. This was you, Edwin. In fact, for 25 years prior, she said that I had literally picked up 25 years earlier some sort of energetic interference and attachments. Thank you so much for this work. So for people that want to do package C, real quick, I'll share. Basically what it is 30 days of remote energy work for a full month, which you may not think is much time, but when you're in that frequency, if you have a new project, you maybe are looking to create more abundance, more possibilities, start a new relationship, make sure relationship goes in the right track, maybe help a family member. This is really key because you say you want to embody, Edwin, the highest version of your true self on the new earth. So it's in essence kind of like preparing that gateway, getting you used to that gateway. It takes 21 days to make a habit, 30 days to lock it in. And so that's fantastic. All right, I want to do this as well. You're also doing two 90-minute live group healing calls. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing here, Edwin.
Okay, it's going to depend on what's going on the earth at the moment that we do the calls. But number one is we're going to do something similar to what we did in the group process. There'll be plenty of time for questions in that as well. But the main thing is clear everyone out, and we may do a couple ascended masters at a time. And a lot of times when you're in a group setting, you get that group consciousness, that egregore, that amplifies the effects.
Yes.
So we'll have that, and we'll do a couple Ascended Masters, probably a couple in each of the two calls. But also we'll discuss whatever's going on the earth at the same time from a spiritual, mystic perspective. You know, what does this mean? What does, can we trust this person? Can we do that? Well,
yeah.
Use your own discernment as the first answer, but what do you think when they say ABC and you know DEF is the right answer, and you know, what does that tell you? So, you know, those kind of things. We'll have those kind of interactions where people will be able to ask questions. You know, there's plenty of time to ask questions on these group calls.
I love it. Well, that's their package C. There are two live group calls, and it's the Frequency of Miracles series. Everything is there, and package C is $247 or two payments of $124. You'll get everything on the page. And then I want to talk about the bonus later on. There's a health and vitality bonus, so remind me. But I want to jump to some questions. People have been patiently waiting. We're going to go a little longer, maybe another 8 minutes, because there's a lot to unwrap today. We've got close to 100 questions coming in. All right. So Susan said, yeah, a lot of questions, Ed. These clearings are so powerful. I recommend this. This is Susan W. She says, I recommend this to anyone thinking about it. Please give it a try. You'll be glad you did. Thank you, Darius and Edwin, for this work. All right. Okay. Couple questions coming in. Pedro in Bolivia, I would like to have a check and assistance from Ed to make sure everything is good for myself, my family, my finances, and my objectives. So this is Pedro in Bolivia. And anything you want to share about connecting in with Mr. Pedro?
Well, he's already gone through the group activation. So it's like right now he's really clear. His whole family's clear.
Okay.
It's like I'm the Maytag repairman being asked to fix something that didn't break, or, you know, it's already been fixed.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with that. If there was some issue, I would tune into it. I just see him like shrugging, like, well, you know, I thought I would ask anyway. Well,
yeah.
maybe he asked before we did the group process, and maybe it's superfluous at this point.
All right, so you're looking good. And so, I mean, this is the thing. You know, let's talk about this, because people come on these calls, we do the work, everything's great. What do we want to watch for as we kind of like exit the call? I mean, so that we hold the vibration. What would be some things that maybe you don't want to do? I know about not watching the news, but what else? I mean,
at every level, like I said, don't hang around. If you don't have to, don't hang around people that suck your energy. It's not your life mission to try to elevate people that don't want to be elevated.
Yeah.
You know, the aunt that all she does is complain. You know, aunt Eloise, whatever it is, you know, I'm going to invite you to whatever, 4th of July party, but you can't complain. Is that a deal? If you're not, we're not going to invite you. How's that? And, you know, that sort of thing. Just don't hang around with people that are going to drag your emotions down. You know, when you get to a point where you're really well connected with your own higher self, these people are not going to affect you. You're going to affect them more by just being in their presence. You know, by radiating love and light out to them, they're going to be affected. They're going to benefit from it. But in the meantime, if you don't want to, you know, old friends that, well, he was my friend from high school. You know, I don't want to just, well, you're not in high school anymore, and maybe you're not doing the same things. You don't have the same interests. If you don't, you're not stuck with that friend forever. Now, oftentimes, people that are not compatible with your new vibration just kind of drift away. That happened with one person some years ago. He more remarked about it. He goes, you know, I noticed since working with you that some of the people I used to always hang out with, I don't really see them anymore. I said, well, you didn't have to unfriend them on Facebook or do anything dramatic, right? They just drifted. He goes, no, they just kind of fell away. I said, but do you have new friends that filled in? He goes, oh, yeah, I got friends that I really vibe with. Everything's great. I said, that's because you're a totally different person now. You're at a higher level than you were before. And some of the people that aren't maintaining that higher level are just going to fall away. You don't have to do anything dramatic, usually. But spend time with people that nurture you and that build you up and that embrace your dreams and want to help you and encourage you to be the best you can be. Those are the people you want to be hanging with.
Well, you know, that sounds like you, man. I mean, you're that person for a lot of folks. I mean, this is why we offer the chance to be in Edwin's 30-day group, because for a lot of folks, they don't have that, you know, depending on the part of the world you're in. you could be in a place where there is a lot of negativity. Denise wrote in, she said, is there something, she's in San Angelo, is there something here that would cause the computer to stop letting me write in my questions? Help. She's apparently trying to write in, and something's like AI, or I don't know what it is. Something is affecting it.
Yeah, AI, exactly. Yep. No, she's giving us the opportunity for the team to clear out that AI.
Hmm.
And that, you know, AI is artificial intelligence, and it's, you know, it was made famous in the movie Terminator, where Skynet was a rogue AI, took over and was killing all the humans. And so they sent a human back in time to make sure that the descendants of the guy that was going to save the world lived, was protected. And meanwhile, they sent back the Terminator, who was Arnold Schwarzenegger, as a cyborg, to kill the mother of the child that was going to help save the world. Mm. So it's a fascinating story, brilliant story, but that AI is what ran Skynet, and that became rogue. So there is some rogue AI in the world today. But the good news is that spiritual power can still defeat it.
Right.
So it's not something to worry about, but it's something that she observes. I can't write. My computer's gone wonky. Well, that can happen.
Okay, yeah, I always say just because humanity can do something, we have to question, is that the right thing to do? And I think we're going to be in an age where that spiritual wisdom needs to overtake what's possible technologically and just say, yeah, we could do that, but that's not going to be the highest path for everyone's free will, sovereignty, and choice. Wendy is in an area called Wakanda. She says, I moved 5 months ago. Since then, I broke a finger. I pinched nerves in my neck. I now have limited arm movement, mobility, and strength, and I have more headaches. I am working on the medical, but is the energy of me being affected by this new place? I'm literally still unpacking after 5 months. What's going on with Wendy in Wakanda? I'd like to know where
I don't know if Wakanda is really a place, because I thought that was from the movie Black Panther.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
Wherever she is, she's in a bad place full of negativity. So I don't know. That place was like a miracle. Advanced civilization.
Might be Wakanda. Hidden. Might be Wakanda, Illinois. I don't know, but that's the Wakanda,
right,
Washington.
So she's not in
apparently.
Not
there's
in
one
Africa
in Washington.
Wherever.
Yeah. No. There's a few here and there. So
there's a lot of negativity there. Okay. Let's clear the whole negativity out. Yeah. This is one of those places. For whatever reason, you could have a little pocket of really bad people hanging out there that are just radiating this negativity.
Man.
This should help it out a lot.
Wow. All right. You know, the key thing is the discernment. I saw something posted by a brilliant lady on Facebook, and she said that judgment is not the same thing as discernment. There's a lot of people in the spiritual space that will say, well, you have judgment about anything that's bad. You know, I mean, a lot of folks feel that, like, no judgment. But discernment is different, right? We can discern energies and say, that energy is not for me. I can discern that that's not good, right? For a child, for a person, I can have an opinion and not be in judgment, not be a bad person, and choose what is the highest course and what is more aligned to the light. So I'm glad that people like Wendy are realizing through their discernment something is not right for them. And what would you say about choosing, because today is a day of choosing. These times are a time of choosing. What would you say about choice and that ability to maybe know when energies are not right and then say, enough is enough?
Yeah, no, choose. That's your God-given right, your gift.
Right.
Your job is to choose, to funnel down that energy from the highest aspects of you, bring it down and say, I don't want this. I don't want this school district imposing these stupid ideas and laws. I'm going to go to the school board and fight. I don't want these politicians doing things that are harmful to my health and everything else. I'm going to go, locally become run for office locally or whatever. You have that right and the privilege to do those things and to make those choices. You have free will. We're in a free will world, even though some people are trying to limit it and then have you voluntarily give up all your rights. Just say no to that nonsense.
Yeah.
Use your gifts to make choices. And do what's best for you and your family. You know better than anyone else what's best for you and your family.
Mm.
You can solicit advice from other people, whose advice you may respect, but don't be watching TV, in case I didn't say it enough, and listen to the talking heads on TV, because that's just going to lead you down the wrong trail. You know, like 99. Yeah. If you just assume everything they tell you is opposite, you'll be more likely to be correct than if you watch TV.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, that's a very sad testament on you know how information is. But you know, at least try on the opposite and see if that's true for you, and research that, because then you'll be at least balanced. And being balanced,
yeah, research it.
Yeah. So big question as we close out the call. If anyone wants to go deeper, Edwin still has these one-on-one sessions. They are definitely going to be very popular. UWealthRevolution.com/Edwin23. And I want to get kind of your prediction on things as we move forward, or just your take energetically on the different currents. But you're also including, for everyone that goes deeper, Health and Vitality MP3. Tell me about this, what you're doing with this, and why. What is Health and Vitality to you, and then why did you decide to include this in this package?
Right. Well, people's health is being compromised. Obviously, we have this I don't want to, you know what word I would use for it, but it's a health issue. If you notice, the health issue is gradually fading away. It's no longer the prime topic in the news anymore, because the truth is coming out about what's going on about this. And even if you, in the worst possible case, you contracted any of these diseases that they say require all these draconian precautions to avoid, if you get it, you just take the proper supplements and you'll be cleared again. It's that simple. Mm. So health and vitality is meant to energize you, to boost your immune system, to boost you up. So, it's just another tool in your toolbox to help keep you healthy. And also, your body is the temple of your soul, so you want to keep it healthy. And, you know, it's, I mentioned earlier, what to do. Eat healthy food. Don't eat crappy food. Don't eat artificial food. Don't eat food that they made in a lab. Yeah. You know, with 10,000 chemicals, and think, oh, it's not me. This must be good for me. No, it's not good for you. Mm. Don't, you know, eat natural foods. If you want to eat vegetarian foods, that's fine. If you want to eat meat, fine. If you want to eat fish, good. But don't eat fake food. There's nothing good about it.
Mm. Fake food, fake life. I mean, it's you know, I honestly feel like they are energetics on the planet that want to invert everything divine and basically reorder it, recategorize it, redefine it, and then basically have us living in some artificial reality or artificial world that is so devout of the natural essence of what the divine created that we then are not able to connect into that essence of what we are. And that is a timeline. I've already been shown the bridge. I've already been shown where that's could happen to some, and maybe even some parts of the planet or vibrational dimensions, but we ain't going there. And Edwin's here to help us through it. UWealthRevolution.com/Edwin23. Okay. I had one more question. I want to get to it. Timeline wise, future wise, energetic lines, currents, paths. What do you see in the next 3 to 6 months, and what do we need to do to be maybe most optimal in the next 3 to 6 months?
Right. Well, I see things continuing on an upward trajectory. We've been going up and down, up and down. I think February was the worst that we're going to see. I think things are going to continue to improve. We're going to have another jump up, possibly, you know, later this month or any in the next few weeks, like we did March 2nd. No one seems to know the exact dates. I don't know them for sure. And then the whole thing, stay connected with your higher self. Try to do everything you can to nurture every aspect of your being, from physical, emotional, mental, spiritual beings. Hang out with people that are supportive. And don't listen to the people that are telling you no or negative or trying to make you a victim or telling you what to do. In general, they don't know what they're talking about, or they have an agenda that is not pro-human and pro-humanity. Mm. So just say no.
Anti-human. Yeah, man, it's interesting. Anti-divine order. It's like, let's recreate it, and then you won't know what you're doing. Yeah, well, we know what we're doing, and we're going to connect in. Edwin, thank you for being here. This was awesome, man, and really high energy. A lot of comments coming in. Any final thoughts or words for people here today?
This was one of my most fun interviews ever, and I just had such a it's so joyful for me to bring in. I mean, to get Jesus to show up on a call, that's not common. And you know, he's in the MP3s, and we got other masters in there too. So I'm thanking him, thanking all the other masters that made this possible, that helped me to help promote their work, their energy, and their wisdom. And that's what I hope everyone gets a chance to do, that, to embody the wisdom of the masters.
You know, I want to mention this. A lot of people having cellular trouble, technology trouble. One lady said she blew through 2 cell phone batteries just on this call. Do we sometimes find that when something like this comes up, there's other energetics that want to kind of push us away? That's not for you. Your phone crashes, computer crashes. Oh, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this. What do you say to that? Do we tend to get pressure before these big breakthroughs? And even this call, I mean, I had kind of like a lot of funky energy today too. Had to lay down literally just for like 10 minutes. I was like, my head's spinning. What goes on? Because some people may feel that even right now during the call. I don't want to put that out there, but we are getting this on the Q&A line. What's happening with that?
Yeah, no, people are being interfered with for sure. The negative forces definitely do not want. Do you think they want ascended masters helping your peeps in the world? Of course not. They want to keep everyone, you know, a victim. And this is the opposite. So they're using every trick they have to try to prevent it. It's not working. And, you know, in tiny little pockets, sometimes it does temporarily work, but you have to fight through it. You have to stay the course. We're winning. And, you know, keep that in mind.
Okay.
Don't give up. You know, persistence is very important, and focusing on what you want is the most important thing. A world where everyone is cooperative, happy, joyful, abundant, loved, that is where we need to be going, and that's where we are going. So don't give up. And when obstacles, someone called, wrote in today, hey, this is happening. This, I said, well, what'd you say? Well, I fought against him. Exactly what you should do. Don't give in, because he's you're more powerful than he is. You know, don't give in. You stand up for what you believe is right.
Yeah.
It's okay. I just needed to be reminded of that. Yes, everyone needs to be reminded. You fight for what is right, for what is true, authentic, divine, a benefit to everyone, not by telling everyone what to do, by being an example of how happy and joyful you are by following those precepts, by being as authentic as you can be, and sharing your love and wisdom with the world. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah, the great illusion is that we don't have the power, when actually we have been born with all of the power. Edwin, thank you, my friend. This is amazing. Check it out, everyone. uwealthrevolution.com/Edwin23. And as many of you know, Edwin is my personal guy. So, I mean, I've had clearing sessions with Edwin, and literally my family would dance for like an hour. I mean, just pure joy. And if you've not felt that, or you wonder if that could even be possible in your life, try this out, because I will tell you, every person, when they are free of the weights, the encumbrances, things that hold them back, are a being of divine joy. That is what life itself is. Life is not suffering. That is a artificial construct. We call it the death web of Earth. And that web, we are starting to see, is not natural to Gaia, right? We go to the original core template of this planet. That is how we can see what is in the divine path and what is in the non-one. And this is where it comes from. Go to the Gaia source root. You will know what is true for you, and we will experience this all together with Edwin. Thank you, my brother. This was amazing, my friend.
Thank you. Wishing that love and joy and wisdom to everyone out there.
Awesome stuff. That is Edwin Spina. Spent a huge amount of time creating and downloading and bringing these frequencies in. This is a world premiere of this embodiment of the Ascended Masters in aligning to the frequency of miracles. And I actually do not think it's by accident. I believe we are on a trajectory and a timeline. And one of the things that we are here to do is align to the highest frequencies possible. It's like this, you know, if a boat was sinking and you were on the boat, somebody comes along in a helicopter and says, hey, if you go higher, even though that boat goes underwater, you're going to be okay, or you're going to be presented with opportunities that are going to navigate you to a safer, higher ground, that are going to navigate you to other opportunities, to other ways of being. That boat, we are seeing the water start to fill up. This third dimensional earth, the systems are strained. But that means it's time that we go higher. And when we do, there will always be plenty. There will always be pathways. There will always be new ways to recreate. And that is where we are putting our energy, I know, as a UF collective. So much love, everyone. That's always been the purpose of the show. And I appreciate Edwin embodying it. Go to uwealthrevolution.com/Edwin23. And also want to make note, if you are dealing with something that feels like a curse, a heaviness, something happened, accidents, curses, financial woes that don't go away, and you're like, oh, all this higher stuff, I can't even imagine. You don't understand. I'm down in the pits. That is the first step. When that is released, you will begin to fly. So it is a two-step process, a bifurcation out of the lower and accelerating into the higher. He's doing both today at this page. So much love, everyone. We'll see you in the next session. Take care. I love you, and thanks for being a part of UL for Evolution, Darius and Ed.